We continue our learning. Lulu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishim Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Gittin Periches Mishnah Ches. Kasav Sofer Get Lo Ish V'Shover Lo Ish. So you have a case where the Sofer wrote a get for the man and a shover la'isha, and a receipt for the woman. Normally what would happen is that the woman's going to give the receipt to the husband. Once the husband pays her the ksuva, she's going to be divorced with the get, and then she gives the receipt. Once she gets paid the ksuva, she gives the receipt to the husband, the shover. But a mistake happened. What happened? V'ta v'nasan get la'isha v'shover la'isha. The sofer, the scribe, made a mistake. He gave the get to the woman, and the shover to the man, the receipt, and now v'nasdu zelazeh. And now they gave it to another. Maybe the husband later says, I'll tell you, this is what happened. The sofer made a mistake here. I realize that now I ended up giving my wife, the sofer was giving me the get, and so I could give it to my wife, and my wife was supposed to be giving the shofar, the receipt, to give that to me after I paid her the ksuva. But what happened was that in the end, the get was given to my wife by the sofer. The receipt was given by the sofer to me. And now I gave her the piece of paper, the document I had. I thought I was giving her a get to divorce her. She thought she's giving me a shofar receipt after I paid the ksuva. But in fact, it was the reverse. The woman ended up giving the get to the husband, and the husband ended up giving the receipt to the wife. So says the Mishnah, what do we do? Benastu zelazeh. After some time, you realize, oh my gosh, the man is holding on to the get. That was something the wife should have at this point. And the shofar miyado ish, and the woman's holding on to the receipt. So then the husband never gave his wife a get. And the woman, assuming she received the get, even though what the husband gave her was just a receipt that she was supposed to be giving to the husband, so she marries someone. So, same halachos apply. Teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to leave both the boel, the man who she just married, because she had an affair with him officially, because she was still married to the first man. She had never received a get from him. And v'chol ha'derachim ha'eluba, and all of the rules that we had earlier that we listed, and there's no all the knassos, there are no peros, no blows. You need a ksuva you need a get from each one, and there's no ksuva. So that is that applies to this particular case. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it depends. In la alter yatsa ein zeget. You're right. If this error was found out before she remarried someone, so then the get is in fact disqualified, and she needs a new get from her husband. Maybe he can give her the same get according to another opinion, but it's not teitzei mizeh mizeh yet because she didn't marry someone else. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, meaning if she didn't remarry someone else, so the ein zeget, so this is not a get. It's disqualified, and you're absolutely right. She needs to be needs an official get that the husband gives her. But in lachar's man yotza, meaning what seems to be the typical case that the Tanakhama was talking about, this happened after some time. This error was discovered only after she remarried, which is really the case of the Mishnah. So then the husband, hareze get, meaning we don't believe the husband to say that this is what happened. The husband said, a mistake was made. That's what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. He says, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I ended up giving her the wrong document. So we don't believe him to say that. Hareze get. Then this is considered a get. She is considered divorced. What do you mean? It looks like she never got the get. Looks like that the husband gave her the shofar, and she ended up giving the husband the get. So says the Mishnah, lo kol heimenu min harishon la'abed zechuso shel sheni, which means the first husband is not believed to disqualify her marriage to a second husband. Now that she married someone else, we have a suspicion that maybe the original husband had this plan with the wife to exchange the documents and make this claim. And because of that, we assume she stays married to the second person. And we don't say, Teitzei mizeh mizeh v'chol ha'drachim ha'eluba, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer distinguishes between im la'altar yatzah. She hasn't remarried, ein zeget. So then it's not a get, of course, but we don't have to worry about any of those rules because she didn't marry someone else. Just give her either this get or maybe make a new get and give it to her. But if the lachar zman, meaning if she remarried someone, so then hareze get. Now it's considered a get. We assume she received it, and she's married to this other person, and the original husband cannot disqualify this particular get. Kosav legar. Megarishes Ishto Vinimlach. You have a case where a husband wrote a get, planning to divorce his wife, but did not give it to her just yet. And then Vinimlach, then he changed his mind. So the Mishnah here is going to be dealing with what we call a Reach HaGet. It means like the scent of a get, something that smells like a get. So what happens here? He wrote a get, but he changed his mind. Beis Shammai Omrim Psalam in HaKuhuna. Beis Shammai says that the fact that he wrote a get, that itself is a Reach HaGet, midrabanan. And we have to be concerned that that although she's officially not a grusha midrabanan, we treat her like a grusha, and she's psula min hakahuna. That is, cannot marry a kohen. Ube still like she, we treat her like a grusha. Ube still omrim afal pi shenasano la al tanai. Velonas Hatanai, Lopsal Manakota Beis Hillel disagrees. He's more lenient and says, not only if you have a get that was written and not give it to her, do we say she's not usher to a kohen, but even if you have a get that was actually given to her, but it was given to her al Tanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled, so you say, well, maybe there we should be strict and treat her like a grusha. The answer is no. According to Beis Hillel, there's no concept, Reach HaGet, we're able to ignore. The pasuk speaks about v'yishagru shom e'yisha lo yikachu. That's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. It's based on that pasuk, which maybe only nasmachta, that she was given a get simply because it was there to be mevatel the marriage. That itself makes her usher to a kohen. V'yishagru shom e'yisha lo yikachu. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai derives that from that pasuk. Maybe only nasmachta. Beis Hillel says no. The reach haget we don't have to worry about, and it doesn't pass over kahuna, and that's even where she received a get, but there was a tanai, and the tanai was not fulfilled. Perichas Mishnah test. Hamagarish is ishto velona imo bapundiki. You have a case where the man was Megarish's wife, and there are two Edim who testify that this man and his ex-wife were miyachad yichud together. Now, they didn't see if they had tashmish, but lonimo, they slept the night in the pundiki in the inn. So, Beis Shammai omrim, eino tzricha hemenu get sheni. So Beis Shammai says, if the Edim did not see that they had Tashmish, just because they had Yichud, we don't have to worry about that. And therefore, you don't need to know the get. They are still divorced. Now, let's say they actually had Tashmish. So we're not concerned that, oh my gosh, this is a new Kiddush and it's Mekadesh Har with Bia. We have no witnesses who can testify to that. So therefore, we don't have to worry. If we have, Aiden Mack can say that they had Tashmish, so of course you would need a new get, because we don't assume that a man was boil a Be'ilas Nus. We don't assume it was just promiscuous. We assume that it was with the intention of Kiddushin, of marrying her again, and therefore she would need another get. But if it's just Lonim of Pundiki, they had Yichud, they were together, secluded, and you don't have Aiden about Tashmish, according to Beis Shammai, she doesn't need a new get. They are still considered divorced. Obviously, they should not be doing that, but nonetheless, the get is still valid. They still own him. Beis Hillel says, since they're very close with one another and they've been intimate in the past, so we have to assume that the fact that they had Yichud, they also had Tashmish. Not only that, that Eidus that they had Yichud, where we say Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia, we assume that the same Eidim were testifying that they had Yichud are testifying they had Bia. So, and we also assume that a man doesn't want his Bia to be a Be'ilas Nus. We assume that he was Ba'alea with Shem Kiddushin for the purposes of marriage. And therefore you do need to get Sheni. Interestingly, Yushalmi connects this to this machlokas of Yushalmi Beis Hillel to the end of the Masechta. The end of the Masechta is where we have under what circumstances is it appropriate for a man to divorce his wife, and we'll see the end of the Masechta in the Mishnah. But to summarize quickly, Beis Shammai is of the opinion based on the psukim, the Chumash Pashas Kiseitze, it says, Ki Mata Ba Ervas Davar. Ervas Davar means, Erva means there's something promiscuous about the woman's immodest about her behavior. That would be a reason for a man to divorce his wife. And Beis Hillel says, Ervas Davar, the word Davar, includes other matters. There may be other situations where he has the right to divorce his wife. Maybe it would be appropriate, according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, maybe we could explain this machlok, it says Yerushalmi, based on that. Beis Shammai says, a man should not divorce his wife unless there's really good reason for it. So if that's the case, so then Beis Shammai holds, well, if it's true that you should only divorce your wife in cases of erva, we therefore don't have to worry that they had tashmish just because they had yichud together. Oh, he divorced his wife. He's disgusted with her behavior. So obviously, if they had yichud, I don't have to worry about anything. But according to Beis Hillel, who maintains that a man could divorce his wife for other things, even if she's not, it's not a davar erev, it's something else. So maybe he changed his mind, and having yichud together, he realizes that maybe he had too much, his temper was, he couldn't control, and got angry, and he divorced her. And he realized that that wasn't a good reason to divorce her. So therefore, having yichud, maybe we could say, hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide biya. And therefore, the fact that we know that lani mabit pundiki, they were in this inn together at night, even though we don't have eidim who could testify that they had tashmish, the edus on the yichud is sufficient, and we assume the bia was l'shem kiddushin, she needs another get. Says the Mishnah, emasai, but when is this all true? Well, we assume that there was kiddushin, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Manshin is garsha min anasuin. That's where she became a grusha, she was given a get after having nisuin, after having chuppah, after having a limb together as a married couple. But umodim is garsha min anasuin, but they would admit, Beis Hillel would admit, that let's say there is gerish from the harrison she'ena tricha him and get sheni, then she does not need another get mene she'en libo gaspa. He's not so close with her, so comfortable with her, they're not, they don't have that intimate relationship yet, they only had a harrison, only had a condition, they never live one with the other. So because of that, we can assume that just because they had yichud doesn't mean they had bia. Even Beis Hillel would agree that we don't say hein hein edi yichud hein hein edi bia, and therefore she would not need another get because we assume that there was no bia l'shem anu kiddushin. The interesting we learned earlier in Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about a get yashan. If you remember, a get yashan, that was a get where a husband wrote the get, and then between the writing of the get and the giving of the get, he had yichud with her. So there we had a machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as well. Beis Shammai says a man can patur his wife with the get yashan. Beis Hillel says that he should not. So in the case of an old get yashan, we didn't distinguish between where we have a husband, a man and a woman that had erisin or had nesuin. There, the halacha according to Beis Hillel, we have to be strict in both cases. You should not be using a get yashan. So why should that be? So the answer is because in that case, they're not divorced yet. So we suspect maybe they had relations even after erisin. In our Mishnah, they're actually divorced, meaning get was already given. So therefore, after erisin, we can discuss whether or not they had relations with one another. After all, he gave her a get already. But just writing a get, they're still married. So even in erisin, we have to be strict. There's another reason for that also. The case in our Mishnah is whether they had tashmish, which would be considered a new kiddushin. So that tashmish needs edim. Edim had to testify. Edus l'kiyum hadavar, like we have at every kiddushin, you need two edim who could testify to that. So to assume that they had tashmish, it has to be enough that that witnesses that being having yichud, we can say the witnesses testify that yichud, that's considered really having bia. But when there's a divorce after erisin, so that's we said we don't assume ein libo gaspa. We don't assume that the edim testifying by yichud can assume that there was also tashmish. So, but in the case of what? Of a get yashan, so what's the concern? We're only concerned that there's going to be a kol. There's going to be a rumor that, oh, a child was conceived out of wedlock from the fact that they had yichud together. So that already, that's quite possible. To consider the kiddushin, that's another level. That you really need edus. But to say that maybe it's the rumor, people are going to talk, so that may be true, even after just erisin, when it comes to just having yichud in the case of the get, yashin. Then the Mishnah says, kanasa beget kereach. Get kereach, literally a bold get. So what's that about? So a little background based on, which we'll discuss a little more in the next Mishnah, is what we call a get mekushar. Get mekushar is a get that is a last parak in Bava Basra, get pashtut. You have a get pashtut, a regular get, a get mekushar, one that is tied. That's where you write one or two lines at a time. And after each one or two lines, you fold the get, and it folds over that line. You sew it together, mekushar, it's like tied literally. And on the outside of each of the folds, fold, one witness signs, you need a minimum of threefold, and therefore a minimum of three witnesses. And this, what was the purpose of a get mekusha? The Chachamim in Takana, to have a get mekusha in certain circumstances because of Kohanim. What would happen? A Kohen loses his temper and divorces his wife very quickly, write up a get very quickly, have it signed, and divorce her. And then he'd calm down. But now we can't take her back because she's a Grusha. So because of that, we wanted to make the process take a little bit longer, get Mekusha. This way, a Kohen would have time to think about it and calm down and not divorce his wife so quickly. So here we have a case of a get Kereach. A get Kereach is Kenasa, a man married a woman, based on get Kereach, meaning she had received from her original husband a get Kereach, a bold get, which means it was get Mekushar, but some of the folds were bold, meaning they didn't have witnesses signed on them. And Midrabana, that's a problem. Why? I have two Edim, so why shouldn't that be enough? No, we assume that the amount of Edim that a husband asked to sign is based on, corresponds to the number of folds that you have on the get. And remember, we learned earlier in the Masechta, in the sixth parak, that if a husband tells three people to sign a get, then all have to be involved. So the same thing here, and we're afraid. So therefore, Midr Rabbanan, this get is a get kereach. It is possible. And a woman married a man based on a get kereach, which is possible. Rabbanan teitzei mizeh mizeh. So same halachas as we've said when it comes to other gittin that are possible. Midr Rabbanan, she has to leave the man she just remarried based on this get, which is disqualified. Midr Rabbanan, she has to leave her husband and v'chala drachim ha'iluba, and all of those rules apply. She needs to get from both of them. And potential of child is a mamzer, and no blows, and no ksuva, and no peros, etc.